Hi, everybody. This is Pastor Chuck Allen, and welcome back to another Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. Today, let's jump into a very singular thought. One thing. I mean, you can find one thing throughout the scriptures over and over again, but let's start with Paul writing to the Philippian church in chapter 3. He says, I don't consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, I'm straining forward to what lies ahead. Paul is telling us that this one thing he intends to do is to move forward toward the goal, move forward toward becoming more like Christ, to honor the Lord. Well, where else in Scripture would it talk to us about one thing? Well, over in Psalm chapter 27, verse 4, listen to what the psalmist wrote. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I might dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. So up in Philippians, Paul is saying, remember, this one thing I'm doing is I'm moving from what I once was and straining, I mean, pushing forward, eagerly seeking after becoming what God wants me to be. And then the psalmist says, this is what I'm wanting to do. I'm wanting to be a part of all that God has for me. In that Psalm 27 verse, here's what the psalmist is really saying. I want to be God's child. I want to dwell in his household. I want to enjoy God's blessing. I want to behold his beauty. I want to meditate on God and the things found in his word, is where he says inquire about the things of God when he goes to the temple. Well, I look at those two and I think Paul's trying to point out to them, remember, of all the things that you have done in your past, none of them are going to matter if in your future you're not seeking after the things of God. And then we get this on royal understanding that God is saying, do you want to be my child? Do you want to receive my blessing? Do you want to meditate on the things that mean most to me? And then Jesus puts the cherry on top of the sundae over in Mark chapter 10, verse 21, when we think about one thing. And here Jesus is talking to a young man who's very wealthy, very powerful. And this one man comes to Jesus in Mark chapter 10, verse 21, and he asks him, what do I have to do to have eternal life? Listen to what Jesus says. You lack only one thing. Go sell all that you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. And now, then, come follow me. Now watch this. This isn't about his money. This is about whatever stands between him and total submission and total obedience to Jesus. Friend, listen, if you're like me, money's not the object between you and Christ, but it's often ego, or maybe it's pride, or maybe it's our job, or maybe it's fitness, or maybe it's a relationship. We never know, but from the inside, we can see what is it that stands between us and total surrender to Christ Jesus. He said to this young guy exactly what Paul was writing in Philippians, one thing. Exactly what the psalmist wrote in Psalm 27, one thing. And Jesus said to this guy who's wealthy and powerful and from the outside looking in, he's got it all going on for him. And Jesus says, you're only missing this one thing. Take that one thing that is separating us. Take that one thing that keeps you from being totally surrendered to Jesus. And in this case, it was this guy's money. And he said, go get rid of whatever that is, and then you're ready to follow him. So today, look deep into the mirror and ask yourself this question. What is it that keeps me from being totally and perfectly surrendered to Christ Jesus? And whatever that is, Jesus will say to you, my child, there's this one thing that you lack. So go deal with whatever your thing is. And you know what? I promise you today, I'm going to go deal with mine. God bless you. Look forward to seeing you Sunday at Sugar Hill Church at 9:30 or 11. As always, we're streaming live on Facebook and at live.sugarhill.church. God bless you. Bye now.